ליקוטי הלכס, יורדיה, חלק א', הלכס הכשר קלם, הלכה ד', we're in the middle of paragraph Lamed Tes, where Amnosazal begins, v'zehu b'chinas kavonas ha-sfira koinem shavuos. We dedicate the learning today, Lilo Nishmas Tuvia Bar Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, Rosa Bas Itamar, and for a complete refuah shlema for all those that need it, v'soich shar choyle Yisrael. Towards the end of the previous year, we were talking about the counting of the days of creation. The Torah begins with the 6 days of creation, and each one of them is counted. And by the first one, it says Echad, not Rishon. We spoke about that. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezel b'chinas kavonas hasfira koydim shvuos." And similar to what we explained there is a similar concept applying to the counting that we do before the holiday of Shvuos. She'ikar hatikun al yidei she'soifrin hayomim lo'omer. The main thing we're trying to accomplish is that we're counting the days from when they brought that omer of barley, which they lifted up to Hashem. As the Gemara says, that when the omer Seirim was brought, the Kohen lifted it up in all six directions. The four directions and up and down to show recognition of the one whom the whole world belongs to him. Everything is his. So again, we're connecting to that Echad, to the one Hashem. Ki ho'imer mamtik dinim u'mevatel hamaniyos. Because the omer, which was barley, is mamtik dinim, as we've explained earlier, how barley so'ira is referred to as animal food, which is a bechina of din compared to human food, and so'ira is begimatria two times menatzbach, different ways that the Sifrei Kabbalah show us that the omer so'irim was an inyan of hamtokas hadinim, which means eliminating obstacles. Ad shechoizrin letchilas hashoirish, until we plug into the beginning, the source, shehu bechinas ruchoi shel Moshiach, which is the Holy Spirit of Moshiach, u'maytziyin mishon mikoyach el apoyel. And we draw from there light and life and holiness from potential into actualization, from above to below. V'alkein achakach soifrin kol hayomim loimer. And therefore, after that first day, when the Korban Omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan, we count all the days, Shehem Shiva Shavuos, which are 7 weeks, Keneged Shivas Yemei Bereishis, corresponding to the 7 days of creation. Lachzor Ulekasher Kol HaMisbar, Shehem Shivas Yemei Bereishis, what we're doing is we're going back and attaching all of those numbers, that whole count, the 7 weeks which correspond to the 7 days of creation, which is one of the clearest examples of where Hashem brought from potential to actualization the creation of the world. And what we want to do is we want to attach all of it to its roots, to its source. Ki ato tzrichin lohochin atzmeinu lekabolas haTorah. Because during that period of time, during the time of Sfiras Omer, we need to prepare ourselves to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Shayidezeh choizer veyoytze tikun kol habriya mikoyach al apoyel b'shleimus atikun. And by receiving the Torah, that's what really completes the entire creation, bringing the whole creation from potential to actualization, to real completion, because the tachlis of the whole creation was the Torah. Bibchinas v'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv. As the Pasuk says about a certain group of angels, they go up and they come back down. Sheyeh achar abriya kemoy koydem abriya. What we're trying to accomplish is that the state of the whole world after it was created, which is poyal, should be like Koidem Abriya, should be as holy and pure as Koidem Abriya, as before creation, when the whole creation was kaviyochel in potential, in Hashem's mind. So we're trying to connect the whole creation back to pre-creation. V'yafal pi kein, and despite that, yiskayem habriya, we still want the entire creation to exist. It's not that we're nullifying the world. We want it to exist, but we want to plug it back into its source. Shekol ze nase b'koyach hatzadike yames. All of this is accomplished through the power and the abilities of the true tzaddikim, shemamshichim lanu he'oras ha-Torah b'chol doer b'drochim nifloim, who bring down to us the light of the Torah in each and every single generation in wondrous ways. V'zehu b'chinas misbar b'nei Yisrael, she'oiskim b'parasha zois koydom shavuos. And this will also explain the counting of the entire Jewish nation, which is in Parshas Bamidbar, which is the parsha that we usually read right before the holiday of Shavuos. Ki koirin mikoidem Parshas Bamidbar, because we read before Shavuos this parsha, k'may shomer Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, minu v'itzru, count and celebrate the holiday of Atzeres, the holiday of Shavuos. Ki horuach dela'ela gavoya moid, because that upper spirit that we've been discussing throughout this halacha, the ruach dela'ela, is a very high level. It's a very bright light. V'alkein tzrichin harbe talmidim sheyuchlu lahamshich haruach chayim anal b'chinas pishnayim mirabon. And this is why there's a need to have many students to be able to draw this Ruach Chaim, this Pishnayim, from their rabbi, because this is billions of watts, and a few students can't support that, can't handle that. You need many students. U'kemayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, v'ha'amidu talmidim harbe, establish many students. V'zeu b'chinas mailas ribui b'nei Yisrael. And this also explains the importance of Klal Yisrael expanding, growing in numbers. Shashem Yisborach v'atzadikim evorchem bozeh kam upon him. We find that Hashem and the tzadikim give us this bracha in many places, that we should multiply, we should have more and more Jews, larger families. Kama shekosuv, Hashem alikei avaseichem yoisef aleichem. May Hashem, the Hashem of your forefathers, increase, add to you. Yevorech Yirei Hashem, Uchsiv Yosef Hashem Aleichem V'al Bneichem. These are all psukim which talk about Klal Yisrael growing in numbers. Ki kol ma shemisrabin bnei Yisrael hakshirim hanilvim el atzadik u'emes, because the more good religious Jews we have that are attached to the true tzadik, mekablin yoser haruach chayim anal, we're able to receive, to draw more of that spirit of life, that Pishnayim kanal. Ki yesh lem koyach yoyse lekaploi ayde ribui hakelim hakdoshim shel kol echad. Because we have a greater ability to receive more as a result of the many kelim of these, of each and every single person. The kelim are the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that each and every person does. However, there's an additional requirement that there should be major love among all the students. Bechinas ahavas chaverim. This term ahavas chaverim, which the Arizal used, which is used in the Zohar Kodesh and other places, shelo tiskaber hasitra achra hanechezes bohariboy v'amisbar, so that the sitra achra, which usually attaches itself when there's large numbers, should not be able to attach itself here. We know that the Kedusha is usually referred to as one, the Sitra Achra is referred to as many. In the Aseres HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt, Hashem Echad, Lo Yielcha Elokim Acherim Alponai. Do not worship idols, plural. U'kemay shekosuv, and as the Torah tells us, ki siso es roish b'nei Yisrael, that when you're going to count the Jewish people, be careful, v'lo yir bohem negev, there shouldn't be a plague, k'may shepir shrashi shem, as Rashi HaKodesh points out, that when we're counting the Jews, the Sitrachra wants to jump on it and be Makatrek Chas V'Shom. V'al Kein, Kishemoyin in Yisrael, Tzrichen Liten Shkolim, Machzis HaShekel. And this is the reason why when Moshe Rabbeinu was counting the Jews, there was a requirement for each Jew to give tzedakah, to donate a half a shekel, which the Torah tells us, Esrin Geira HaShekel, that a shekel is 20 Geira. Why does the Torah point that out? Esrin Geira Bechinas Shnei Hayudin Hanal. The 20 Geira that are found in a shekel represent the two yuds that we're speaking about throughout this halacha. The upper yud, the lower yud. The yud that begins yud kei vav kei, and the yud at the end of aleph dalet nun yud. The poiseach es yodecha, poiseach es yudecha. Bechinas asora, asora hakaf, kamuva. As it says also in the Torah, that the spoon, the in one of the donations to the Mishkan, it says asora, asora hakaf. Asora is 10, 10, 10, hakaf is kof, kof is 20. That the 20, the Esrim Geira, is made up of two units of Asora Asora, of these two yuds, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. Ki tzedakah nidvas leiv hu bechinas hamshochas haruach chayim me'eva l'sato. Because charity, which is an expression of the generosity of the heart, is an example also of drawing that ruach chayim from above to below. Ki tzadik al shem tzedakah, because the term tzadik is associated with tzedakah, giving, generous. Shal yidei zeh mamshich ha-pesach hanal me'elo l'sato. And it's the tzadik, or the mitzvah of tzedakah, that give us that pipe, that opening, that open up that ruach de'leila in order to have it flow down to the ruach l'sato. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, pishu li shari tzedek, open up for me the gates of tzedek. Note, tzedek daika. Note that term tzedek is associated with tzadik and tzedakah. Uksiv, there's another pasuk, pishu shorim v'yovoi goi tzadik, open up the gates and let the nation, which is tzadik, come forth. Tzadik daika. Rav Nosson Zal stressing here in this paragraph that the more Jews that we have, the more we have the ability to receive more of that Ruach Deleila. How do we receive it? Two ways that he discusses here. One is the tzadikim, the tzadik, is the one who's able to open up an opening in that Ruach Deleila and be the pipe, the vav. The tzadik is the letter vav, the pipe by which the Ruach Deleila flows into the Ruach Delesata, by which heaven is able to be mashpia down to earth. And because the Ruach Deleila is such a high voltage, it's such an incredible bright light, it requires many students to be able to receive that light when it's being broadcasted. If there aren't enough students, Chas V'Shalom, the light can blind them. And Rav Nosson Zal also mentioned the issue of tzedakah, that tzedakah also creates openings. Pasoyach tiftach es yodecha. That when the Torah defines the mitzvah of tzedakah, it says, open, open your hands. Tzedakah opens up openings also in this Ruach Deleila to be able to flow to the Ruach Delesata. But Rav Nosson Zal stresses, it's critical that there should be ahava among the students, because if there's ahava, then the pipes are connected and everything flows well. If there's no ahava, if there's pirud, if there's separation, that flow doesn't work properly and negative things can happen. V'alkein lefa'omim nase machloikes ben Yisrael b'atzman. And unfortunately, it's for this reason that sometimes there breaks out conflict, machloikes, among the Jews. She'echot moinea lechaveroi, to the extent sometimes where one Jew becomes an obstacle for another Jew, trying to prevent him from coming close to Hashem, from coming close to the tzaddik. Ve'elu hamenios gedoyle mehakoil kayadua. And these obstacles, the obstacles that come from human beings, are the greatest ones, the most powerful ones, the worst, as is known, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Sichos Soran. We've given the example many times that in the case of Yosef HaTzadik, the Orachayim HaKodesh says he was better off in a pit of snakes and scorpions than he was in the hands of his brothers who hated him. Because snakes and scorpions cannot harm a person unless they're given a direct command by Hashem to do so. And a human being has bechira. A human being, even if Hashem doesn't want that person to be hurt, chas v'shalom, a human being can hurt the person. Ki baharbe b'nei Yisrael yesh shinui deos. Because among the many Jews, there are different opinions. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara and the Medrash say, she'ein daiton shova ze lo ze, that our minds don't necessarily think alike. Avot tzrichim shebechol shinoi deyoseyem yuchlalu yachad berabom ho'amiti. However, even though we think differently, it's critical that all of us are able to join together, to unite and receive together from our true rabbi. Va'oz nase tikun godol al yidei horibui. And when that happens, when people who have all kinds of diverse opinions and they think differently and they're able to be joined together and united under one rabbi and be able to receive Torah from him and be able to help each other, then it accomplishes a major tikkun. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Berov Om Hadras Melech. When there's a large nation, it's tremendous beauty and honor for the king. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk, Biravois Tzadikim Yismachom. When there are many by the Tzadikim, the nation rejoices. Ki daiko al yidei shedaito mishuna zemizeh, because it's specifically because we think differently from each other, and despite that, v'chulam nichlolim b'deyo echad, we still are able to all join together and unite and agree lihikolel b'hatzadik o'emes rabbam, to join together and to become part of our true rabbi. Al yidei zeh yesh lohem kelim nifloim harbe lekabel ha'or hagodol b'chinas pishnayim. This gives us many wondrous kelim in which to receive the great light, that double portion. Aval kishoim de manoshim Yisrael v'cholkim al hatzadik o'emes. Whereas, Rachmona Litzlan, when Jews rise up and oppose a true tzaddik, they make machloikis against the true tzaddik, shebe'emes gamhein mekablim chiyusam behelem godol mimenu. Where the truth is, even the opponents of the tzaddik are receiving their spiritual life, their spiritual light from that tzaddik in a very hidden way. Bebechinas malchus beiskasya. As Rabbeinu Zal touches on this in chapter 56 of the Likutim Ram, where he speaks about a tzaddik who has rulership. Some of his rulership is out in the open and some of it is hidden, where those people don't know that he is their ruler, he's their king, he's their supplier, and yet he really is. V'heim cholkin al mekor chiyusam. And these people who are opposing the tzaddik, they are opposing the source of their life. V'loy dai she'im cholkim al atzmon. And therefore, not only are they harming themselves, are they opposing themselves. V'oikrim atzmon mishor shchiyusam. And they're tearing themselves away from this source of their life. Afgam heimoindim lemoinim umastinim al hamiskar v'melo v'emes. They rise up and they serve as obstacles and prosecutors against those who are really trying to come close to the tzaddik. And here again, Rav Nosson Zal is referring to what he experienced, the horrific machloikis that took place during his time. V'zois ha-machloikis v'hamaniyois moineya yoiser me'hamaniyois shel asherloi b'bnei Yisrael heina. And this machloikis, this infighting in the Jewish nation, these obstacles are worse and much stronger than the opposition that we get from non-Jews. V'zeh b'chinas v'chisoroin lo yucha lehimonois. And this is what the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara says that there are certain sins, there are certain terrible things that people can do which cannot be repaired. And the Gemara says, "Zeh shenimnu chaverav ledvar mitzvah v'lo nimna imohim." This refers to a situation where a group of people join together to do a mitzvah and someone chooses not to join, to stay out. Chas v'shalom. Hainu kanal, as we discussed previously, v'hatikun, and the way that all of this is repaired, al yidei Eliyahu, is through Eliyanavi, sheyovoi lasis shalom b'olam, where the Torah tells us that one of his major missions is going to be to bring peace to the world. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, k'al yidei Eliyahu, ikar hamshochas pishnayim kanal. Because as we showed earlier, Eliyanavi is one of the best examples of being able to draw this Pishnayim, as is written clearly about him in the Navi, that he gave over this Pishnayim to his student Elisha. She'ikoroi tolui b'sholoi. And one of the most critical factors in order for this to be able to happen is there must be sholoi. And this is why the Pasuk says about Eliyanavi, V'heishiv leivovoi salbonim, v'leivbonim alavoisam, that he's going to return the hearts of parents to their children and the hearts of children to their parents. Referring to our generation, unfortunately, when in many cases the children are distant from the parents and the parents are distant from the children. Av uben, father and son, zebechinas rav talmid, also represents rabbi and student. Bechinas ruach de la'ila v'ruach de la'sata, the upper ruach and the lower ruach. She'yoshiv v'yichloil av albonim ubonim alavoysim. Eliyanavi is going to go ahead and restore and bring together the father with the children with the fathers, the rabbis with the students with the rabbis. She'yia nichlal yachad haruach de la'ila v'ruach de la'sata, so that the upper ruach and the lower ruach will come together, will join together. B'bchinas rotzoi v'shoiv, in this manner of going up and coming down. Sheze ikar hatikun shel b'chinas pishnayim, shemamshich Eliyahu meruchai shel Moshiach. And this is the main tikun of this double light that we're speaking about throughout this halacha, which Eliyanavi draws from the divine spirit of Moshiach. V'alkein, and therefore, the Gemara says, Akol bei asora shchinta shaya. Over every group of 10 Jews, the divine spirit of Hashem rests. V'nikroim minyan. A group of 10 Jews is called a minyan. The word minyan means to count. Ki ze ikar shleimus haminyan digdusha, kishayesh asora shemiskapsim l'tovar shelikdusha. Because this is the real example of a complete count, when there are 10 who join together to daven together, to learn together for a davar shebidusha. Asoro daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, note, the number is 10. Keneged bechinas hayud hanal, corresponding to the yud that we're speaking about throughout this halacha. She'oz yicholin lahamshich miyud deleila liyud delesata. When there are 10 Jews joining together, then we have the ability to draw from that upper yud into the lower yud. Shezehu ikar tikun hamispor v'haminyan. That's the real accomplishment that we're looking to accomplish by counting. V'alkein nikroim minyan. And that's why a group of 10 is called a minyan, a count. Kihem tikun haminyan v'hamispor. Because this is the tikkun of counting. Ki al yodo nichlal haminyan bi'echod, because through these 10 uniting together, they're all becoming part of one. Remember, in mispar koton, 10 is one. Bibchinas rotzoi v'shoiv kanal, by this two-directional travel of the light. Sheze ikar hatikun, and this is really what we're trying to accomplish. A question in the chat, can it really happen that a person can be hurt through another person, even if Hashem doesn't really want that, won't the person who's trying to hurt them be distracted, or won't something else happen to prevent them? The answer is, this is the point that we've quoted in the name of the Or HaChaim, whose yahrzeit is coming up next week, Mitzvah. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out in the case of Yosef HaTzadik that there's a difference between humans and animals. That by animals, an animal cannot move, can't make any kind of move without a direct command by Hashem. And a human being, this factor called Bechira, means that even if it's really not what Hashem wants, what Hashem would want ideally, Hashem will let it happen in certain cases because of the sake of Bechira. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh points it out that the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik said, let's kill him, and then we'll see about his dreams. All his dreams, he said, he's destined for greatness and greatness. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says they made a mistake, because had they succeeded in killing him, it would not necessarily have proven his dreams false. Could be his dreams were true, and yet Hashem allowed them, gave room for them to step in and override that chas v'shalom. We find, in fact, that in this story of Yosef HaTzadik being sold, etc., we're told that the brothers made a pact between them that no one is allowed to reveal to Yaakov Avinu what took place. And the Gemara, the Zohar Kodesh tells us, they took the Shekhinah into the pact with them. They had the power to be able to do that, to kaviyochel, insist and force Hashem to be part of this deal that they made, that no one is allowed to reveal to Yaakov Avinu that Yosef HaTzadik is still alive. That's how far this goes.
Good morning, Rav Nachman. Regarding the disunity between the Jewish people, the ultimate tikkun is through Eliyahu Navi. Until that time, what aces can Rav Nachman give us?
The answer is what Rav Nachman said in the beginning of the paragraph. Every group of 10, every minion, every shul, the Zohar HaKadosh says, if one shul or one group of Jews will get it together meaning there'll be no machlokes between them, they'll be united, they'll care about each other, they'll pray for each other, they'll join in each other's simchas, they'll join in each other's pain, and they'll join together to serve Hashem. The purpose of this union, the purpose of this shul or group will be serving Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh says that can bring Mashiach. And that's one of the most important goals that we have. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld repeated this many times throughout the years that we knew him, stressing how much he wanted to see this and how much all of the tzaddikim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said in the Zohar HaKadosh to his students that the secret of our success, why we are able to do things that my Rebbe couldn't and previous generations were not zeichet to document the secrets of the Torah, to put the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkuni Zohar together and to effect such incredible tikkunim, was the unity between us. The Arizal also tried to do this, and at one point he thought he had succeeded, but it's brought that a disagreement broke out among the women, and the Arizal said, we lost the opportunity for this generation. Moshiach, the Geula, can no longer happen in this generation. That's about 500 years ago. Imagine how much suffering we could have saved ourselves that took place in these last 500 years if we could have gotten it together. But this is why the Yetzer Hara works so hard to magnify the diversity in Klal Yisrael and to use our differences as a means of creating machlokes, to use it as an excuse for disunity, which is a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake.
Thank you.
Paragraph Mem Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas netilas yodayim l'achila. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll also understand the depth of the reason why we wash our hands before eating a meal with bread. Ki tikunoi letaher hayodayim daiko. Because the tikkun requires purifying the hands, specifically al yidei meimei hanatila, through these waters that we're using. Ki hamayim nimshochim ebechinas meimei hamikvanal. Because the waters that we use to wash our hands with draw from the spiritual holiness of mikvah. Sheshom ruach elokim, where the divine spirit of Hashem is present. Shehu ruchoi shel Moshiach merachefes, that divine spirit of Moshiach hovers over the waters, we said, the mikvah waters. Shemishom moitziyin mikoyach alapoyal, and as we learned previously, that's why dipping in the mikvah is one of the major examples of bringing from potential to actualization, from koyach to poyal. Shemishom ikar hatahara mikol hatumois, shenimshocha mi'averos rachman aslan. And it's from there that we draw the purification from all types of impurities that result from our sins, rachman aslan. V'alkein ikar hatara bayodayim daika. And this is why the main purification is related to the hands specifically. Ki hayodayim hin bebechinas koyach upoyal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter on Likutei Moran, it's the hands that represent koyach and poyal. The yuds, the yodayim, the yud, the poiseach es yodecho, es yudecho. Shehein bechinas yemin usmoil. The hands represent the concept of right and left. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, af yodi yosto eretz v'yemini tofcho shamayim. My left hand established the earth and my right hand the heaven. So we see that the whole creation from going to koyach to poyal is associated with the hands. V'alkein ikar hatumah v'hatara tluya v'yodayim v'yoser. And this is why the impurities that attach themselves to a person and the purification are associated with the hands specifically. K'mayisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, Yodayim Asconios hand, that the hands are the busiest of all the parts of the body, and therefore they are the most vulnerable and susceptible to tumah. Ki ikar ho'esik, shehim klal kol ho'asokim v'amalochais v'asiyah shal zeh ho'ilam, hakoil nase alidei hayodayim, shehim klei ha'maisa. Because the main accomplishments that we're trying to achieve in this world, all of our work and business and action and activities, is all usually performed by the hands. Shehim, which are the klei ha'maisa, they are the most active part of the body, usually. Sha'al yodon goimrim kol davar. It's with our hands, usually, that we complete everything. U'moitziyin oisem yikoyach ala poyal. And we bring things from potential to actualization. V'alkein bohem tluyim kol ha-mitzvois v'haveros. And this is why the Torah associates our mitzvahs and haveros with the hands. Shehein bechinas kol ha-tumois v'hataros, which is all the different types of tuma and tara. The Gemara usually speaks about the person's hands becoming tome or tohar. The Kohanim have to wash their hands and feet upon coming into the Beis HaMikdash. V'alkein, and therefore, koidem huachila, before a person is going to eat a meal, shehu lahachyo yises ha'adam, which is all about giving us life, food is what gives us life, laham shecharu achayim me'aruch delei l'roch hasata, whereby we're trying to draw that spirit of life from above to below, tzrichin litoil b'mayim hanal es hayodayim daika. We must use water specifically, water which represents that ruach elikim, to wash specifically the hands. Ki ikar kol tikun anal shibuchin esmoitzi mikoyach lapoya, toli biyodayim bekanal. Because the main effectiveness of this being moitzi mikoyach lapoya is dependent on the hands. Any questions? Paragraph membeis. V'alkein gam koidem hatfila. And this will explain also why before a person davens, shachris menchamara, the person is supposed to wash their hands with water. V'hoyikar, the main time is baboiker kishikome miyashena, in the morning, when a person wakes up from sleep, then there's a real chiyuv to wash your hands before doing any tefillah. Ki hashenu shalayla v'choyshech shubchines miniyos. Because the sleep during the night, when it's dark, which represents menias, as we learned earlier, the word choshech means darkness, and the word chosachto esbincha means to withhold, menia, which we need to break through our intense desire, kanal, as we discussed previously, v'yachakach kishekomem me'ashena, and afterwards, when the person wakes up from their sleep, tzrichem le'taher atzmon me'hazuama shel haruach ra, we need to purify ourselves from the tumah of the evil spirit that rests on a person during the nighttime when they sleep. Shemishom kol hamenios, that's the source of all obstacles. Sheshoira al hayodayim beyoser, and this tumah of this ruach ra rests on our hands, specifically more than any other part of our body. Machmas sha'al yodom ikar tikun, because of the fact that the hands are the ones that are most effective in the tikun, b'chinas moitzi mikoach lapoyal, enable to help us actualize things. The hands are the most effective. Al kein tzrichim l'tayer hayodayim daiko v'mayim. That's why we must purify the hands specifically with water. And then we're ready to daven. We can daven. And tefillah is one of the most effective, important ways of bringing things from potential to actualization. Shehu al yidei hadibor shel hatfila, through the words of the tefillah. Kimavur batoyranal, as Rabbi Nizal discusses this very clearly in chapter 66 in Likud Imran, the chapter that our halacha is based on, ubahatoyro islon beira, and also in chapter 31 in Likud Imran. Vizehu sham Rabbi Senizal, and this is tied into what the Gemara says, kol hanifne v'noitel yodov v'koyre kriyashma umispalel, any Jew who relieves themselves in the morning, they go to the bathroom and they wash their hands and they recite the Shema and they recite the Shemoneh Esrei, and the Gemara offers all kinds of statements. Umasik, the Gemara concludes, ke'ilu toval, it's as if the person dipped in a mikveh. Ki netilas yodayim hu bechinas tevila b'mikveh kanal, because the washing of the hands is like toiveling in a mikveh. It's not exactly the same, but it's a similar concept. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Va'ayim b'hatoyra hanal, take a look in chapter 66 in Likud Imran, which this whole halach is based on. Mashekosuv al posuk veheimo miyodcho nigzoru, how Rabbeinu Zal expounds on the posuk, and they, the sinners, were cut away from your hand. And in addition, what Rabbi Nizal writes on the mission in Pirkei Avos, that think about three things, and you will not come to the hands of sin. Rabbi Nizal asks, why yidei? Why yodcha? Why so much? And Rabbi Nizal over there in the Likut Imran expounds on this. Lidei daiko. Ki ikar bechinas moitzi mikoyach alapoyel letoiv, because our main ability to take things from potential into actualization, whether for good or for bad, is through the hands. Because kaviyochel, it's through the hands of Hashem that the whole creation came into being. From koyach to poyal, as the pasuk says, Af yodi yosto eretz v'yemini tovcho shamayim. V'alkein, ikar hataharo bayodayim. Therefore, the real purification is dependent on the hands. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go back to the topic of hechsher kelim, purifying kelim, utensils, vessels that a person acquires from a non-Jew.
Question?
Yes.
Regarding washing hands before davening, how much emphasis must be put on it, specifically if we come to davening late or there isn't any water? What's plan B, etc.? What are best practices?
Good question. You brought up the right question, because Rav Nosson Zal anticipated this and he included this when he said that koidem atfilo, you're required to wash your hands with water. The main time is in the morning when you're waking up from sleep. What I've seen from my rabbis is that no question, under no circumstances, when a person gets up from sleep at night, there's no such thing as not washing your hands with water at the time and doing it properly, what we call negavasser, which means washing both hands and washing it three times each, switching off, right, left, right, left, right, left. A real proper washing of the hands, preferably up to the wrist even, up to the wrist, and certainly at least minimum, up to the knuckles. That's in the morning. If possible, it's a good thing for a person to wash their hands also when they're going to daven mincha or ma'ariv, especially if there's a chance that they scratch their hair with their hands. Many people aren't aware of this, that scratching your head requires washing the hands in order to daven or learn Torah. So if a person isn't careful with that, or they touch their shoes, they touch their skin in places where the body's supposed to be covered, in those cases, it definitely requires washing hands. If the person didn't, if the person is generally careful not to do those things, I've seen by my rabbis that they weren't so makpid to wash their hands before mincha, before ma'ariv. Among Hasidim, I've seen more of a hakpada on this thing, the washing the hands, even before mincha, before ma'ariv. And the shuls try to make sure that there's a sink available, you know, people coming in for shachris or mincha or ma'ariv. But again, I saw by my rabbis that there wasn't necessarily a hakpada when it came to mincha and ma'ariv.
And if there's no water around, like wiping one's hands on one's jacket or something else, does it do anything?
Yes. I don't know if it should be done on clothing, but on a surface of a table, on a wall, yes. But again, that's if you touched your shoes or something like that. I haven't seen that done as a hachana for mincha ma'ariv or anything like that.
Rav Nassim, I noticed that in my siddur, for the netilat yadayim in the morning, it says that some people do it, make the bracha of the netilat yadayim right away, when they first do netilat yadayim, and others wait and do it right before tefillah, connected as part of, you know, the rest of the tefillah. I'm wondering what Rav Nassim's practice is.
What I've seen generally among my rabbis is that they said all the brachas together. Moda'ani is the only thing that you can say even before, you should say, even before washing your hands. Moda'ani lefanecha melechai v'kayon shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chem l'rabba emunasecha. As soon as the person opens their eyes from sleep. Next is washing the hands properly. Next is getting out of bed, relieving oneself, etc., etc., and getting ready to be able to daven. And from that point on, saying, Matoivu Ahalecha Yaakov, Adoinoilam, Netilas Yodayim, Asher Yotzar, that whole flow that we see in the Siddur. It doesn't have to be in shul, could be in a person's house. As soon as the person is properly dressed, the person is dressed and ready to be allowed to say brachas, they can start saying it.
If you did Netilas Yodayim 20 minutes earlier, that's not a problem.
Correct. Correct.
You have in mind to say it later.
Correct. As part of the order of brachas.
Rav Nosson, going back to washing hands, there's a story, I don't know if it's true, of the Mayan or the Besht and how it came to be with the Besht and Stalmidim. Before Mincha, does Rav Nosson know about that story?
Sounds a little familiar. Sounds familiar that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to wash his hands, you know, there wasn't, and a Mayan was formed possible. That was why I mentioned that among Hasidim, I've seen that there's a strong Hakpada to try to wash hands before whenever they're coming into shul, whether it's for mincha or ma'ariv, etc. But I mentioned that I saw among my rabbis, they were Hasidish, but I saw when it came to mincha ma'ariv, could be because they knew that they were careful not to touch other places. And Rav Nosson pointed out, v'ho ikar is in the morning.
Rav Nosson, the minimum washing, let's say mincha ma'ariv, if you wanted, it's also three times surigim, because I've seen sometimes people just wipe their hand under the tap.
As far as I know, again, for mincha ma'ariv, that's acceptable. In the morning, it's not acceptable. For mincha ma'ariv, there's less of a hakpada. But again, at least the fingers up to the knuckles. Regarding mayim achroinim, people, unfortunately, just do their fingertips for mayim achroinim, and they make these mayim achroinim sets that have an eighth of an ounce, you know, for a table of 35 people. My Rebbe did stress that, that again, when according to the halacha, when it comes to mayim achroinim, the fingers up to the knuckles. Now again, if there's mayim achroinim, a person can do that. A person can use 64 ounces to do that, or a person can do it with 2 or 3 ounces if they do it carefully. But again, to try to get all the fingers on both hands. There are some people that do mayim achroinim, they just tap it with one hand. They're not aware of the halacha, that the halacha requires the fingers, all 10 fingers being included in the mayim achroinim.
Thanks, Rav Nosson.
Yeah. Anyone else before we close?
Really?
Yes.
In concept, because Vilna Gaon is the one who says that you need to wash in front of four Shachar Mincha. And he said it needs to be done with the bracha.
With a bracha?
Yes. And my machroinim is also minadim. Vilna Gaon's hold is no different in washing the hands and my machroinim. I mean, according to the Gaon, you wash like regularly. Same thing.
Yes. I know that the Vilna Gaon is also the one, if I'm not mistaken, about being required to wash your hands for vegetables even throughout the year. That if a person has vegetables that got wet in any way, like we do on Seder night. But again, the accepted custom is that we don't do that only on the Seder night. That's the only time of the year when we wash a Netilas Yadayim without a bracha for the karpas that's going to be dipped in water.
Thank you.
Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zoicha to Kedusha and Tahara and to receive the Shefa, all the Shefa from the Ruach Delela. We should be zoicha to be close to our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Zal, and his Talmidim, Rav Nosson Zal, all the Tzadikim, and be zoicha to have genuine Ava between us and participate in bringing about the Geula Shlema.